Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. 8 Frog Street, the first fiction by Rizal Khan, narrates the mysterious and thrilling tale of Lee Chan, a business tycoon and multi-billionaire surrounded by incredible mysteries with the help from strange and shadowy entities and a dead relative. Rizal worked in international development as an economist for many years. In his career, he wrote thousands of pages of economic and project reports. 8 Frog Street is based on his experience in Manila, where he lived for some years. Rizal is planning to write several other fictions, and Rizal Khan, author of 8 Frog Street, joined us from Bangladesh on This Week in America. Rizal, welcome to America by way of this program. Thank you for joining us. I mentioned your background. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay. My name is Rizal Khan. So by training and education, I'm an economist. So I worked in international development in many countries. And my last posting was in Manila, Philippines, where I worked for a major development bank for many years. And my focus of my work was on macroeconomic development, programming, and developing, you know, projects, infrastructure projects, and social projects. And I worked in many countries on that. And from this multilateral development bank, I retired in 2016. Then I came back to my country, Bangladesh, where I started working as a consultant and also, trying to write some books. So 8 Frog Street is my first book. So I'm planning to write another book also. Thank you.
8 Frog Street is really a great story. Now, I want to give you all the information so you can get a copy of the book. Rizal Khan, that's spelled R-E-Z-A-U-L, and Khan is K-H-A-N. His website is very simple. His name, RizalKhan.com. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, PageTurner.us, all of the places. And you'll find them listed, and you can link on by going to our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. I love this story. What a great imagination you have in telling the story at 8 Frog Street. What inspired you to write this book and tell this story?
In a way, when I came back from Manila to my country, my friends and former colleagues were asking me to write something about my experience in Manila. Okay. And so they told me to write an autobiography, but I didn't want to write an autobiography. So I wanted to write something based on my experience and also differently. So then I thought that I would write a thriller based on my experience in Manila, what I have seen there, and people are superstitious, and Chinese are becoming very rich because they are good at business. Those kind of things I wanted to write differently in a different language. Okay? So it is more interesting. So basically my friends and colleagues, they inspired me.
It's just such a remarkable with this job. This first fiction by our guest on the program, Rizal Khan, R-E-Z-A-U-L-K-H-A-N. We've got that on our website, information there. One of the reviews, I think, says it all. If you're a fan of supernatural, paranormal mysteries and thrillers, then this is definitely the ride you want to take. You really nailed it in this story. The book is a thriller, suspense, fantasy, as I mentioned. Why did you choose this genre of fiction, especially for your first book? Why did you choose this?
You know, I read many books, although I haven't written this fiction type of book, but I wrote many economic reports. But theater and fantasy always, I was very interested in theater and fantasy. I love the writer like J.K. Rowling, and Stephen King, and John Irwin, those thrillers I read it. I love that. So always I thought that I will write, one day I will write a thriller. But it may not be so late. So I thought I will write it, but in a different way. It's to express something, a fiction, some real event in a way that it sounds like a thriller, and also fantasy. And also the market demand, there is more market demand for thriller than fantasy. And I know that I can look at Amazon and other online platform. I know what kind of books people now read.
Yes.
So that's what, thriller was my choice.
Well, you've given us what we want. This is an excellent job that you've done, and such a fascinating story on many levels that we'll talk about during our conversation. Now, I mentioned you lived in the Philippines at some point in time. Any events in that country that influenced you to write this book, 8 Frog Street?
Okay, and in the Philippines, I lived there for some time, and I visited the country. I went to the many places and cities and towns, And I have seen this people. The people are a bit superstitious, They believe in every creature. And house where we lived, we had two home workers. They were so superstitious. And, I haven't heard in any countries like that. And also the Chinese community, they are flourishing, The Chinese people are coming and then become rich, super rich within a short time. So I wanted to look at that. How come they are becoming so rich? So then I found they are really very hardworking, and their business acumen is very sharp. They are good at that. So their progress is like something they have done, maybe some shadowy power helped them. So I wanted to express in that way. But there wasn't any shadowy thing, any spook. But in my imagination, I thought that I would tell their story in a way that some power, extraordinary power helped them. Otherwise, how come they become so rich in 30 years and multi-billionaires? The book, the hero is Li Chan. He became a multi-billionaire. So I thought I would like to capture those shadowy image power in my imagination, and also the Filipino people why they are so interested in supernatural things. So I wanted to combine that, so it became an interesting story.
It's such a wonderful story. And our guest on the program, if you're just joining us, is Rizal Khan. And I'll give you the spelling so you can Google it, go to his website. The spelling is R-E-Z-A-U-L, Khan, K-H-A-N. His website is RizalKhan.com. Book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places, pageturner.us, and a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I just briefly touched on the storyline in the introduction. Don't want to give anything away here, but can you tell us briefly the story of the fiction 8 Frog Street?
Okay, this is the story of Li Chan. This guy came to Philippines in 1930 at the age of 10. He was from Fujian, China. So poor, he had no resources, nothing. But in 30 years' time, he became a super rich, multi-billionaire. This is unbelievable. And actually, there are some real cases in Philippines where this kind of super progress happened. So that inspired me. And this Li Chan came, and also his grandmother, Yu, the spook of his grandmother also accompanied him from the China to Manila. So in the story, you see this lady spoke of his grandmother was instrumental for the success of Li Shan in business and everywhere. And he successfully eliminated his business rival. And also he successfully faced the policy changes, you know. And also in legal matter, everywhere, this his book of his grandmother helped me. Okay. So so he became super rich. But this lady his book was also you know, responsible in killing Li Chan's son in U.S. and also for the death of Li Chan, that ghost lady was responsible, because at the end what happened, this Li Chan became a senile, you know, at the old age, and he was creating a lot of obstacles in the running the business by his grandfather. Okay. Then Li Chan, you know, arranges his killing to kill him, you know. And he helps the grandchildren, his grandchildren, to become the owner of the business with hard help. Because for the spook always loved great grandchild more than the grandchild, you know, because they believe in the love goes downward, you know, in the lineage.
Yes.
So that's what he did, okay?
It's such a well-written story, and it comes alive as you're reading it. You've got the mysterious woman in white. You've got frogs, a giant snake invading the streets, a mysterious piano music at night. If there ever was a script, a book that is movie material, I would think this is it. Is there any talk about turning this into a movie? You've got all the elements there.
Yeah, this... actually, you know, in the house that we live, this the giant snake did attack, you see? And also giant frog also attacked, okay? So they attacked our house. So when just we started living in the house, they attacked it. And so we were really surprised. And this frog was so big, you know. We are so, my daughters and children were really afraid, you know. And then we tried to, you know, find out what happened. Actually, those snakes and frogs came from a home of an influential guy, you know. That's the story, you know. But I explained it in a different way. Okay?
Yes. A movie? I mean, you've got all the moving parts there for a movie. Have you talked about maybe doing a motion picture based on 8 Frog Street?
Yeah, you mean the movie?
Yeah, this would make a great movie. It's so visual as you're reading the story, and I say it's got all the elements there. Have you talked about maybe making this into a motion picture?
Yeah, and the motion picture, yeah, that's possible. So
good.
I think... A film producing company has showed interest, and my agents are working. So possibly there will be a movie.
That would be fantastic. And in the meantime, you've got the book, and you will enjoy reading this book by Rizal Khan, our guest on the program, coming to us from Bangladesh. The book is 8 Frog Street. Rizal Khan, R-E-Z-A-U-L-K-H-A-N. His website, RizalKhan.com. Now, in the book, you cover a great deal on biological warfare. Are these the products of your imagination, or is there any possibility that such warfare could actually happen? You get to thinking these things as you read the book. Is that based on any possibility that this could actually happen?
There is a biotech company that was... set up by Li Chan, the hero of my book.
Oh, yes.
A few countries it's my imagination. Few countries, you know, invested in biotechnology company in Manila, and Lee Chan was the chairperson of that. Okay, so biotechnology is actually is bio open, you know, this like viruses, okay, and also a lot of germs, you know, this can be used to eliminate your enemies and contaminate livelihood and agriculture, you know, many millions of people can be killed. So this biological warfare was, you know, nothing is new. For hundreds of years, you know, the armies tried to use this. Even during the First World War and Second World War, you know, many countries developed biological warfare, okay? That is why often. But there is a UN convention that restricts using bioweapons, okay?
Yes.
So, but it's still, countries are doing it. Some countries are doing research. They can do it. So they can produce a lot of biological products and helping the human in eliminating disease. There is demand by the pharmaceutical sector. But some countries, you know, they might prepare bioweapon also. So in that's a biotechnology company in the Philippines that I imagine they might have developing some bioweapon and they are selling it to some countries. You know, so you know, let's say the coronavirus. So if some people are saying that it's the product of some research, you know. But I we don't know. There are a lot of controversy on that. But biological warfare has the potential to become serious bioweapon. So we must strictly follow the UN convention not to use this kind of war items. Okay.
You've done such a wonderful job with this. Are you writing more books, and what kind of fiction are you writing now?
Yeah, I am working on another thriller type of book. That is Sheep Graveyard. You know the word is Sheep Graveyard. Okay, and so this book is about Tom Sullivan. He was born in an abandoned ship in the Mellows Bay near Potomac River. So, but his parents disappeared from there, leaving behind this one-year child. So this Tom Sullivan, when he became, you know, 16, 15 years old, then he, you know, knew everything. So then he was, he tried to, you know, investigate it, and then he did it, and that was the story how he discovered who killed his parents and why he was left behind, and so that the mysterious chiefs are involved and mysterious people are involved in that, and ultimately he found out that story. That's the story of the Sheep Gibson, and this kind of book wasn't written before.
Well, I think you've got another winner there with that. I love your writing style, and you bring the characters all come to life. And and you'll follow all of the books coming up in Rizal's website, which is RizalKhan.com. We'll give you that before we wrap up the program today. Mention the Hollywood movies. I want to go back and touch on that for a second, because there is that possibility in writing for the movies. What kind of challenges does an author face to write fiction for Hollywood movies? What do you go through to that process?
So there are a lot of challenges, but you need money to make money.
Oh, exactly. Yes.
It's like that you can write a book, okay? You can upload in Amazon, but the film producing companies may not notice that, okay? So you need to spend money for advertising and also publicity, seminar, workshop. That's need, money. And that's the one thing. And also, I mean, that's from US, but from other countries, other developing countries, it's really difficult to get in the Hollywood. Again, that's the money. But also another thing is that you have to write the right kind of book, what are in the demand now, okay? You can write a lot of fiction, but that may not be in the demand. You know, maybe film producing companies and the audience may want a different kind of novel. So that is also important, but money is also important.
It's interesting, the behind the scenes, the creative process is one thing, which Rizal has mastered, but then getting it out there and turning it into a motion picture, all of the behind the scenes stuff an artist goes through to get his art product available to the public. Our guest on the program, Rizal Khan, I got a minute or so left here. You talk about getting into different countries. You can, of course, buy the copy, and I told you where, pick up a copy here in the U.S. Is that available in your country? Can you buy a copy there?
That's very interesting, you see, because in my country, in the bookstore, it's not available, but I found it in the street. Vendor is selling it, you see. So where did you get it? Because maybe somebody has imported it, and they just photocopy it now. In a high-powered photocopy machine are available, okay? So they copy and they sell it. That's very unfortunate. What can you do? You cannot stop that.
It's so fascinating. Our guest from Bangladesh has been the author, Rizal Khan. That's R-E-Z-A-U-L, Khan, K-H-A-N. His website is rizalkhan.com. And you'll find the book here in the United States with no problem at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, PageTurner.us, all of the usual places. I thank Page Turner Press and Media for arranging our conversation today with Rizal on the program. Rizal, congratulations on the success of 8 Frog Street. A job well done. Looking forward to that, hopefully coming to a movie screen near us at some time, and looking forward to the next book as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Our guest on the program, Rizal Khan. You'll find information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.